Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachiyomi as we do every single day. And the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Livracha. We are in Sefer Yishayo, and we are in Perek Nun Zayin, which of course will end with the beginning of the Haftorah of Yom HaKippur. But before we get there, Yishayo has picked up telling us about the fact that there are going to be fake Nevi'im who are misleading the people, and they become immune to from signs from Shamayim that something was wrong with their lives. So the Navi turns around and he starts warning the people for not seeing the signs. And so he says, "Hatzadik avad." He says, "Tzadikim are dying in their time. Nobody's asking why that happens, right? Anche chesed nesafim, people of chesed, and they only do good in their lifetime. They're dying early, and nobody understands, and nobody bothers to understand." That this is that it's because of the evil that there's an impending catastrophe. Nobody, Rabbi Schwab points out over here, he says it's not clear as to which catastrophe he's talking about. Is this the destruction of the ten Shvatim of Malchus Yisrael by Sancheiriv, or is he looking ahead to the destruction of Malchus Yehuda? We know that Chulda said something similar when she said that Yoshio HaMelech would die before the destruction of Yerushalayim, so you shouldn't have to see it. And that's what we said. Lachin Hineni Osivcha Alav Osechem Nesapa El Kivro Osecha B'Shalom V'Lozirena Einecha B'chor Asher Anochi Mevi Alam HaKom Hazeh. So that's the way it goes. So Yavo Shalom Yanucha Mishkevo Sam Holech Nechecho. We say they'll come to peace, they'll rest in their beds. What does that mean? When the tzaddik loses his physical life, he comes to a more peaceful place. The tzaddik rests in peace, waiting for Tchias HaMesim. The tzaddik goes straight to Olam Haba. After death, the tzaddik doesn't change directions. He continues direct in that situation. Atem kirvu heina b'nei onena. He says he calls the rest of the people, the people who say that you have nothing to say, or you're not such great tzaddikim. So he turns to those people and he says, look, you're a bunch of people, children of sorcerers, your father's an adulterer, you're unclean products of terrible places. Where are you basing your happiness? Where are you spew laughter and frivolity? You're children of criminal parents. You're the children of untruths. And he says, you do lowly activities. You get involved in heated activity in the open. Either that you're Ovdei Avodah Zarah, or that you're doing Niuf under the trees. And he says you're also Shochtei Ayaladim, your baby slaughterers. It could be the Molech, the sacrifice to Molech, or between the Seifim, right? It also could be the fact that people are getting involved in activities that are involved in the people's life. He says, you have to understand you're bringing all sorts of libations. Why should I change my mind for this situation? He said, you placed your lot with the smooth stones of the riverbed. That is to say, you're so involved in all this small stuff and all the Avodah Zarah. For that, I should already turn around and have changed my mind and not punish you. And then he says, you're also engaging in Bamos work. And Pasuk Zayin, he says, Al Hagavoa, Venisa, Samta Mishkavech. He says, I understand. You think you're doing something so wonderful to go ahead and bring things on Bamos, private Karbanos, and private places. He says, that's not what I want from you. And he calls it Tznus as well. He says, it's an unfaithfulness to the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're taking something prohibited, and you put it into your bed. And he says, you went up to those places to bring Zvachim. He says, that's also a challenge. And then it says, V'achar Adelos V'amezuzah Samt Zichronech. You put your memorial behind the door. This certainly is an analogy to the people who pretended to be Oved Avodah Zarah, to be firm people, and then actually did their Avodah Zarah behind the door in the time of Yoshio HaMelech. He says, take a look, you made your situation the way it was, and you made your covenant with the over the Avodah Zarah wherever you were, right? And you spread your bread in this situation. The Gemara in Shabbos says that when it came to getting rid of the Gilyonim, the Sifrei Minim, Shani Esrok Usam Vesaskar Shabahem, there are books of Tanakh that were written in Ksav Ashurs by early Christians, right? In this situation, they wrote books of Tanakh for their own purposes. So the Gemara says, since the books are textually accurate, it doesn't matter. You still have to go ahead and burn them in that situation. In fact, this is what led to the writing of the bracha of Vilam Al Shinim, which originally was Vilam Mishum Adim Al Yitisik Vavachlaminim Kerega Yavidu. The bracha began as a mishumad. And the bracha had this situation and the success, because Judeo-Christians disappeared around the time of the Churban HaBayis. Christianity, after that point, was taken over by non-Jews, says Rabbi Schwab. And continuing with the description of Avodah Zarah in regard and in the description of immorality, Yishayo goes on to describe Avodah Zarah further, that you showed yourself before the king. That is, you presented yourself before the king saturated with oils. It sounds like you were trying to go to another religion in this regard, and you lowered yourself into the grave. You brought about your own destruction because of that. And so, concluding his speech about the people's idol worship, the Navi now comes along and he says, it's like you in Pasuk Yud Aleph, es mi da'agt v'tiri ki techazevi. You didn't think about anybody. You weren't afraid when you were being unfaithful. My existence wasn't on your mind because I was always there. I was silent and I didn't punish you right away. So you continued. I tell you over and over again what's the right thing to do and what you must do. And my words mean nothing. And so Navi, the Yishayo continues, he says, v'zakech yatziluch kibutzayech. So when you cry out, let those you put together save you. But you should just know the wind is going to lift them all up, the air is going to take him. Instead, what's going to happen? Somebody who relies on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yinchal eretz v'yirash har kadshi, they're going to ultimately take the place. Now, this is the beginning of the parak, the first 13 psukim. From here on until the end of the parak and into the next parak, we talk about the final geula and how the final geula has to be preceded by the call to tshuva, which is, of course, the most important idea of Yom HaKippurim, and that's exactly the beginning of the Torah, from Pasuk Yedalad all the way through till the end of the parak and into the next parak. So for the next series of psukim, Yishayo says he heard something. He heard someone saying, "Solu, solu, panu derech, clear the road and get rid of the stumbling blocks." He says he doesn't know who he's referring to, but here's what's going to happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who lives forever, says, "Get what? Marom vesh v'kadosh eshkon v'estaku shval ruach l'achios ruach shvalim l'achios leiv nekayim. When I dwell on high and in holiness, I am with the crushed and humbled spirited, to pick up the low ones and to revive the hearts, because I'm going to pick up those people who are brokenhearted with regret after coming to the realization that they did stuff that was wrong," which is exactly the goal of Yom HaKippurim, for us to have the regret and realize we did certain things that were incorrect. And he sees the people going ahead and doing tshuva and being comforted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, because of the sin of selfishness, I became angry and I smote him, and I hid myself from him as if I didn't hear, right? And the person went away, or Bnei Yisrael went away, but the ways of the people at the time of the Geula, but I see that they changed their ways, and so since I see tshuva, I'll heal them. When I cause them to suffer, I'm going to forgive certain things. And Bori Nifsasayim Shalom Shalom Larachok V'Lakarov Amar Hashem Urfasev. He says, "I created the fruit of the lips. Peace, peace to the distant and the near. Shalom Shalom. At the time of the Geula, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring both the Baal Tshuva and the one who was always a tzaddik together, Rachok v'lakarov, all together, and I'll bring them to a higher level in this situation. Shalom, shalom. They will already have Shalom Rabba min Shemaya, says Rabbi Schwab. Right? And I'll heal them in the process. And so what's going to happen? For Hashem kayam negrash, so the wicked people will be like the stormy sea, it won't rest, and the waters will kick out the mud, right? Ein shalom amar Hashem alokai l'rishayim. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says there's going to be no peace, right? So call out, karabi garon al tachshoch, call out with your throat, don't hold back. Kashofarim korecha, make your voice like a shofar, v'agid l'ami pisham, and you'll speak out the stuff and the punishment and talk about the things we've done wrong in the past. And this, of course, is going to be the continuation in Perek Nun Ches, which we will continue when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everyone have a great day.